listen. The purpose of the second podcast is to provide you with some important examination tips for the upcoming exam. Tutorial letter 201, which has examination guidelines, solutions to assignment 1 and 2, as well as the previous examination paper with the solutions, is available on my UNISA. Some important examination guidelines we would like to share with you. Number 1, please make sure that you're writing the correct exam paper, that is FAC 1501, as there's been some instances where students have written the incorrect exam paper. The exam paper will be 2 hours and will consist of 100 marks. There will be no theory questions, therefore study unit 1 of the study guide is not important for examination purposes. There will be no multiple choice questions. There will be 4 practical type questions. It is important to note that the accounting equation and the T accounts form the fundamental basics of accounting, and this is crucial to passing this module, i.e. general ledger accounting. It is important to note that the questions can be asked in different ways, and you should know how to answer these questions when it is asked in one of these ways. Example 1. Journals can be prepared either by recording the information directly from a source document, as in the questions given in your study guide, or can be recorded by having a list of transactions as in question 2 in tutorial letter 103. You should know how to record transactions in the journals using either method. Example 2. Questions on study unit 7, which deals with inventory, can either be asked you to calculate the inventory using the periodic or the perpetual inventory system by using any of the inventory methods, that is either FIFO, weighted average, or you can be asked to calculate the cost of sales and gross profit using the periodic inventory system. When answering a question that requires you to post journals or general ledger accounts, it will be perfectly acceptable for you to write the correct headings for the journals and post to the relevant columns. We don't expect you to draw perfect columns. Having the headings is sufficient, just make sure you post correctly. The same applies to a general ledger account. If you draw a T account, as on page 17 of your study guide, indicating the debit and credit side, and showing us your entries, this is also acceptable. Please note that this does not mean that you only have to draw formats and headings, as marks are allocated for your entries being in the correct columns in the journals and on the correct side of the general ledger account and not for layout. Start each question on a new page, and you can answer any question that you are most comfortable with first. This means you don't have to answer question 1 first. Just remember to label your questions correctly. Please do not write in pencil or any other color except black, and make sure you have enough black pens with you. Please note, all the questions are drawn from the study guide. You must go through the study guide in order to pass this exam. Doing past exam papers is not sufficient revision. I wish you the best of luck for your upcoming exam. Thank you.